Good afternoon.
This is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki coming to you again this afternoon to share the love of Jesus. We're here at Glad Tidings of Jacksonville in the Fellowship Hall during this time of the coronavirus when we're supposed to stay at home. And we hope you'll join us and worship the Lord with us and be reminded of how much He loves us and that He's caring for us. Pastor Buck, would you open us up in prayer?
Amen. What a privilege it is to be here with you once again on this Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
And to be in our fellowship hall of our wonderful nursing home church here in Jacksonville, Florida. Glad Tidings of Jacksonville, 6131 Terry Road. Give us a phone call if you'd like to come and be with us on Sundays at 10:30. We will continue to practice our social distancing, and we will worship the Lord in spirit and truth. If not, you can always click on our Glad Tidings of Jacksonville webpage or Buck and Nikki Stanley Facebook, and listen to our Sunday morning services.
Amen.
We believe we have something good for you today, coming from God's own heart, and that's where it needs to come from. It needs to come from God's heart.
Amen.
And so let's all join together in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We pray for those in Georgia that are dealing with tornadoes and bad weather. We pray, God, for your hand of protection upon them, and that tornado would blow itself out and go back up in the sky where it belongs.
Yes.
Lord, we just want to thank you for your protection. Thank you for being with us through these difficult days, Lord, that these days are proving to the world what kind of Christians we really are. We are Christians with hope. We are Christians that are living in mercy and grace and faith, and we're trusting and believing in you. So Lord, right now, we ask for your anointing power of the Holy Ghost in our lives, that we can all receive a blessing from your mighty hand. And Father, if there be one here today that is not truly born again, if there be one that is drifted away, if there be one that has grown cold, let them be restored today. Draw them, Father, to our precious darling Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. We believe you'll enjoy this rendition that Nikki made the soundtrack about 22 years ago. So let's sing and worship the Lord for his sake.
Thank you.
to his disciples, and he says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you."
Amen.
How wonderful to be called his friend. And those of us that have given our hearts to Jesus, we are his friends.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, I'd like to maybe sing a song before I bring the short message today.
Yes.
And it's called "All of My Hope Is in Jesus." And you know, if we put our hope anywhere else, folks, we're going to be disappointed. Now, it's good to have friends, it's good to have family, it's good to have those that we can depend on most of the time to do the right thing. But even at our best as human beings, we're going to let people down. And so, I want to bring this word today in song. It says, "All of my hope is in Jesus." Now, we know that we're hoping for a vaccine for this virus. We're hoping for our country to go back to work again, and we should. We should hope for that, because it will happen if we will turn back to our God.
Yeah.
And we're praying that we can take care of our families. We need to be praying for our government. We need to be praying for our families to draw nigh to God. He said, "If you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you." This song means a lot to me because most of my life, I put my hope in what I could do. And thanks to my son and others, Thomas Stanley, he gave his heart to Jesus in Texas, and he started praying for his daddy to be saved. I'd like to dedicate this song to my son, Thomas Stanley, and thank him for being a witness to me that Jesus could change his life and that Jesus could change my life. This wonderful song, it says, "All my hope is in Jesus." Amen. Thank you. feel like we're going to read the scripture again.
Okay.
This is a commandment from Jesus. That it's not a suggestion, right?
That's right.
It's not a suggestion. It's a not if you feel like it. It's not if the time is right. But Jesus said, this is my commandment.
He said that ye love one another as I have loved you.
No, that's a big order. Jesus said, I give you a commandment that you love each other as I've loved you. Well, I'm going to have to say that I failed at that.
Me too.
There have been people that I felt like weren't lovable at all. And there's been people that have really done me wrong. And I found it hard to forgive them. But Jesus said, I give you a commandment that you love them no matter what they've done to you. Now, you may have been hurt, and you may be hurting now because someone has done you wrong. But you have a commandment. If you're a child of God, you have a commandment to love that person and forgive them. Well, you can't love them unless you forgive them in the first place.
That's right.
And finish another verse.
He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Oh, my.
Am I laying down my life for you, Buck?
Yes, yes. And you are my friend. After Jesus, Pastor Nikki, you are my best friend. But you know what? What's the greatest thing we can give somebody? An act that we can perform that will show our love. Jesus said, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friend. Listen, Jesus left everything he had in heaven and become a man, so that he could show his love from the Father as being the sacrifice for our sins.
Amen.
And without the forgiveness of sins, we'll all go to hell when we die.
That's right.
And so it was important. We needed the Savior. And the Messiah, the Jewish people, was looking for the Messiah. Well, I've got news for everyone. And our beloved Jewish brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The Messiah has come.
Yes.
The Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And he came for one purpose. And that was to be the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. So that he could take our hand and put it in the Heavenly Father's hand. And when we leave this temporary body, this body that's going to rot and decay, that we can spend eternity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Amen. We have sold ourselves into sin, and the Lord Jesus loved us so much, he said, I want to redeem them and buy them back.
Amen.
Oh, I thank him. He said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Now, wait a minute. Jesus said that we can be a friend of him. And what did he command us to do? Right back to the 12th verse. This is my commandment that you love one another. We don't want to see anybody die without being born again.
Amen.
And we should love our enemy. That's hard to do.
Yes.
And apart from the spirit that's in us, we are not capable of loving our enemy.
No.
But Jesus said, you'll be my friends if you do what I command you. Now, finish it up.
Then he said to his followers, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
Amen. If you'll get our last song ready, we're going to close with the song, but not without an invitation.
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to be born again in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
to be a friend of Jesus. Oh, for our Savior that's at the right hand of the Father, who can intercession for us, to call us friend. Boy, if I want a friend, if I need a friend, it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus loves you today. He loves you so much that he gave his all. Now he's asking you to make that first step, to believe, receive, repent, turn from your evil ways, and follow him, and let the Spirit of God direct your path into glory land. Would you do that today? Would you do that? Would you call upon him today and say, Lord, I don't understand, but I believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. And I'm opening up my heart for you to come. For you to come and live in me and teach me the way you want me to live. Right now, I give myself to you. Now, you may have grown cold in the Lord. Maybe you've not felt his presence in a long, long time. Right now, today, you can come and say, God, you have not failed me, but I have failed you. And I'm asking you, right now, to draw me back to you, to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Forgive me for walking away from growing cold. Fill me to overflowing. I want to feel the fire from heaven once again. I want to feel that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. I want to be able to witness and tell people that even though this coronavirus has devastated the whole world, it has not devastated God's people, because we know the truth that Jesus Christ is with us. And if God be for us, he can be against us. Come back now. Come back. And let your hope be in Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Right now. Oh, come in home.
forgiveness of our sin. Thank you for renewing and refreshing us today. I pray for all my brothers and sisters that are listening, that they would just turn their hearts over to you, let you have your way in their lives, that they will trust and believe that you have only a good plan through all of this trial and trouble. And I pray for those that for the first time have said, "Oh, Jesus, I've made a mess of my life. I'm coming home. My face, see your arms open wide," and that you're there to welcome them home, to put on a robe of righteousness and a ring on their finger, and to kill the fatted calf, and to have a celebration. Thank you, Father, that you've made a way home. We love you. We thank you, Jesus, that you're our best friend, and you'll be our best friend right to the end. You know us better than we know ourselves, and you have a good plan. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. Help us to love you more and to love others by the power of your Spirit in us. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit, that we might obey your